Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare at your local theaters. Robert Redford has been trying for years to produce a film adaptation of Bill Bryson's bestseller, A Walk in the Woods, as a vehicle for himself and the late Paul Newman. Alas, that big screen reunion never occurred. Instead, we have Redford and Nick Nolte as two geriatric former friends who attempt to hike the grueling Appalachian Trail. It's a lightweight comedy that wastes the talents of a lot of good actors. The charms of A Walk in the Woods are modest at best. Jimmy's Hall is the latest from British filmmaker Ken Loach, famous for his realistic kitchen sink dramas. Although it's set in Ireland during the 1930s, its themes about economic and social injustice are still very relevant. Inspired by a true story, Jimmy's Hall is about a man who ran afoul of the church and wealthy landowners when he set up a rural social hall. It's impeccably acted and produced. Politically, Jimmy's Hall is a movie that Bernie Sanders would love. If quirkiness alone were a virtue, then the comedy Seven Chinese Brothers is downright righteous. Jason Schwartzman plays a 30-something slacker with a twisted sense of humor who just can't seem to be able to keep a job. Depending on your point of view, he's either wacky or whacked out. Filmmaker Bob Byington's featherweight farce aims for eccentric Wes Anderson territory, but Seven Chinese Brothers is more annoying than it is charming. Also opening this week, Phoenix is a mystery from Germany about a World War II concentration camp survivor who, after reconstructive surgery, takes on a phony identity to ascertain if her ex-husband gave her up to the Nazis. Transporter Refueled is the fourth in the action series, but this time without Jason Statham. Steve Jobs' Man in the Machine is a documentary about the late Apple CEO, and Maru is a wall-climbing documentary. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI-FM. Freeze!